sisters.
我们感谢主,
thank you, Lord, that once again we have this opportunity to share the Lord's message.
我们请大家翻开, 圣经,
let's turn to the Bible and we'll read together John chapter 17.
约翰福音第17章, 我们先读11节。
John chapter 17, we'll first read verse 11.
从今以后我不在世上,他们却在世上,我往你那里去,圣父啊,求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们,叫他们合而为一,像我们一样。John
chapter 17 verse 11, I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
我们再请读 17章第20节到23节。
We will follow by reading John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23.
我不但为这些人祈求, 也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word.
使他们都合而为一, 正如你父在我里面, 我在你里面, 使他们也 在我们里面, 叫世人可以信你, 差了我来,
that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已赐给他们, 使他们合而为一, 向我们合而为一。
The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one.
我在他们里面, 你在我里面, 使他们完完全全地合而为一, 叫世人知道你差了我来, 也知道你爱他们, 如同爱我一样。
I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me, and love them even as you have loved me.
好, 我们再请弟兄姊妹翻开, 以弗所书第二章。
My sisters, let's turn now to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章, 我们要读13到16节。
We'll read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16.
你们从前远离神的人, 如今却在基督耶稣里, 靠着他的血, 已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦, 将两下合而为一, 拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇, 就是那记在律法上的规条, 为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人, 如此便成就了和睦。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇, 便借着这十字架使两下归于一体与神和好了。
And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity.
我们, 再请读这个哥罗西书第三章。
Let us also read the book of Colossians chapter 3.
我们读11节。
We'll read verse 11.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的。 唯有在基督是包括一切,又住在个人之内。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 11. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman. But Christ is all and in all.
好,我们再请读这个哥林多前书第12章。
Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians
12.
Chapter 12.
我们 读哥林多前书十二章，我们读十二节十三节。
We'll read verses 12 and 13.
就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Verse 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
最后我们请读以弗所书第四章。
Finally, let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
我们读第四章一到六节。
We'll read verses 1 through 6.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
凡事谦卑，凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
一主，一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
好，我们圣经读到这里。开始之前我们请低头再有一点祷告。
So conclude our Bible reading for this moment. Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer before we continue.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
我们刚刚读了你许多宝贵的话语。
We've just read so many of your precious words.
我们求主今天早晨借着你的话来开启我们的心。
We ask you, Lord, that by your word you would open up our hearts today.
主，你是这一位说话的神。
Lord, you are the God who speaks.
当你的话临到我们，
When your word comes upon us,
我们里面的人就要得以通达。
Our inner man would be awakened.
我们就要再一次从你那里得到力量。
And we would receive strength from you again.
我们也要从你那里领受亮光来奔跑这条属天的道路。
And we receive light from you to run the path that you have set before us.
我们感谢你早晨你的灵再一次与我们同在。
This morning we once again ask that your spirit would be with us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where your spirit is, there, there is freedom.
求主释放我们心中一切的捆绑。
Please set free all the things that would bind us.
让我们能够在恩典中进入与你的交通。
And that in your grace we can enter into fellowship with you.
让我们同在一个灵的里面，我们来敬拜你。
That we would abide together in one spirit and worship you together.
我们也一同在这里来侍奉你。
And here together we would serve you together.
我们把这一点时间一同恭敬仰望主。
And we lift up this time and place it in your hands, O Lord.
愿主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们上一次交通到属灵的建造。
Brothers and sisters, last time we shared about spiritual building up.
属灵的建造呢，我们上一次主要提到四个点。
And then last time we shared about the spiritual building up, we shared four points.
最重要的乃是这一个建造的根基。
The most important was the foundation.
这一个根基乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this foundation is our Lord, Christ Jesus.
因为保罗说他就像一个聪明的工头已经立好了根基。
Like Paul said, he was a wise architect. He has already set the foundation.
这一个根基就是我们的主，除了他以外没有别的根基。
And this foundation is our Lord Jesus. And apart from him, there is no other foundation.
那在上面建造呢，我们提到三个方面。
And on the building up on the foundation, we shared three points.
我讲第一个方面乃是讲到我们需要看重主的话。
And the first point, we need to be mindful of the word of the Lord.
主的话啊，乃是我们建造的根据和准绳。
The word of the Lord is our material for building up in our measure.
那另外一个方面呢，乃是我们需要在信心跟顺服里面来相信主的话。
And the second point was that we need faith and obedience to the word of the Lord.
那第二个点最主要就是我们借着信心，借着顺服，我们来实行主的话。
Through faith and obedience, we would consider the word of the Lord.
所以有一个标准在那里，有一个实行在我们的身上。
Because there is a measure there, there's a boundary for our lives.
但是还有一个更重要的呢，我们也要注意到我们在圣灵里面来行事。
The other thing that we have to be aware of is that we have to work through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们今天是在新约的原则底下。
Because today we are under the New Testament.
我们不在旧约的律法底下。
We are no longer under the Old Testament law.
神在基督里面已经为我们完全了一切的律法。
The Lord, through the Lord Jesus, has already accomplished all of the requirements of the law.
借着这一个生命圣灵的律住在我们的里面。
And because of this Holy Spirit abiding within us,
我们在信心里面就能够领受他的恩典，来按着主的话，我们就能够在基督里面被建造来长进。
So through faith, we can be built up by the Holy Spirit and grow in our faith.
那这是我们上一次所提到的这几个方面。
And this is the few points that we shared last time.
今天呢，我们还要来看这一个整个教会的建造呢，在神的心意里头有一个非常重要的一个目的。
And so today, as we talk about the church, it has a very important aspect to it.
就是在刚刚我们所读的以弗所书，或者在约翰福音里面看到主在离世之前呢，他向父祈求。
So as the verses that we've read in Ephesians or in John, before the Lord Jesus left the world, he prayed to the Father for this.
他主乃是要所有信他的门徒们能够在主里面合而为一。
That he wanted all of the saints who believed in him to be united or have this unity.
所以我们今天就更多的来思想这个问题。
So we will consider more on this topic.
那开始之前呢，我们先来交通一下，在圣经里面提到两个字非常类似的。
In the Bible, there are two words that are closely related.
一个是联合。
One is united,
一个是合一
and one is unity.
联合呢，比较注重是一个外面的。
United is more an outward thing.
合一呢，比较注重在里面。
And unity is more an inward thing.
联合呢, 比较注重, 为着一个共同的目的,
United is more used when you have a shared purpose.
那联合一呢, 比较重在它是一个自然的一个见证。
And unity is more used when it is a natural testimony.
那联合呢, 比较注重它是一个人的工作。
United is often more used when it talks about man's work.
合一呢, 乃是自然地表现在一个生命圣灵的 自然的成型。
And unity is more used when there's a natural expression of inner life or the work of the Holy Spirit.
你比方讲呢, 这一个联合国,
for example, the United Nations.
我们知道联合国呢, 它的目的乃是为着整个人类的和平，一个和谐的社会。
We know that the goal of the United Nations is to promote a peaceful existence for all people.
所以人就坐下来呢, 想要把人类各个国家联合在一起。
So they decided to have a place where all of the nations can sit together and talk to each other.
但是这些国家彼此的性质有很大的差别。
But all these nations, their goals are all very different.
Their
natures are different.
你比方讲有民主的国家，有集权的国家。
We have democratic nations and we have dictatorships.
我们有这个资本主义，我们有社会主义。
We have individualistic societies and socialist societies.
这些许多的本质上的不同。
And all of these basic differences.
但是呢, 为着一个共同的目的,
but for this shared purpose.
所以大家可以彼此妥协。
So they can all
compromise. 所以呢, 我们可以联合成一个联合国。
So they can be united in a United Nations.
那我们知道联合国, 这么许多年来, 它的作用其实并不是太大了。And
so for the many years that the United Nations has been in existence, we see that its usefulness is not very great.
这是人的工作。
And this is man's work.
但是我们从圣经里面看到这个合一的时候,
when we see unity in the Bible,
我想有一个非常美丽的图画可以把它表现出来。
There is a very beautiful picture that can express the meaning of unity.
你比方讲, 当会幕神要求摩西建, 制造一个金灯台。
In the Bible, when the Lord asked Moses to make a golden lampstand for the tabernacle,
这个金灯台呢, 乃是由一块一塔连德的金金所做成。
This lampstand was made from a single talent of gold.
它有一个灯座,
there is a stand.
它有一个杆, 叫做 trunk.
There's a stand called the trunk.
然后呢, 它有六根枝子,
and there are six branches from it.
枝子上面有杯,
there's a cup for the candles.
然后有球, 就是有bud,
and there's a bud in that cup.
然后有花,
and there's a flower.
虽然呢, 各个功用都不一样,
of course, each piece has a different purpose.
但是呢, 整个是有一个共同的特质呢, 就是同是一块金子。
But they all have a single nature, which is they are all made from the same one talent of gold.
这一个表明呢, 基督的见证在这个地上呢, 乃是同一个神圣的信使。
So that means the Lord Jesus' testimony here on earth is from a single godly nature.
所以这个性质 乃是根据于神圣的生命。
And so this nature comes from the Lord's divine life.
所以我们就看见呢, 在这里虽然有不同的功用, 但是他们在这个同一个神圣的性质里面 表现出呢, 这个合一的一个见证来。
So even though these various parts have different purposes, because they come from the same
divine life,
it expresses the testimony of unity.
所以, 我们今天早晨所要交通的呢, 乃是讲到我们圣徒在这个合一的里头, 在神的里面,
So what we want to share today is that for all of us saints, this unity is so precious in the Lord's will.
好，那我们就请大家，我们开始回到刚刚所读的圣经， 约翰福音第17章。
So let's turn back to the verses that we read earlier, John chapter 17.
约翰福音第17章，这一章呢，是在圣经中非常
This chapter is very important and precious.
这一章乃是主要准备上十字架之前呢，为着在父面前的一个很重要的祷告，甚许多读经的人称他为大祭司的祷告。
This chapter was the Lord Jesus praying before he was to go to the cross, and many Bible scholars considered it the high priestly prayer.
这一章呢，主要分成三个部分。
And this chapter is split into three parts.
第一个部分呢，乃是第一节到第五节。
First part is verses 1 through 5.
第一节到第五节呢，乃是讲到主耶稣他的时候到了，他得荣耀的时候到了。
This section talks about the Lord Jesus, that His time has come, the time of His glorification has come.
他求父来荣耀他的儿子。
So He asked the Father to glorify His Son.
就如主耶稣在永世之前与父同享荣耀一样。
As the Lord Jesus in eternity past shared in the glory of the Father.
那这里提到两个荣耀。
Here it talks about two glories.
第一个荣耀乃是主，他是神儿子在永世之前的荣耀。The
first is that he's the Son of God, the glory of the Son of God, that who existed with the Father for eternity past.
在这里同时，主耶稣在人性中，他是一个完全的人，他来到地上行完了父的旨意，他要得着。
And the second is that the Lord Jesus as a man lived a complete and perfect life here on earth, and that he will receive the glory from the people.
In human.
Yeah, he will receive glory in his human nature form.
那这个在人性中的荣耀呢, 我们也可以从旧约里面看见呢, 主耶稣这一位大祭司，他所穿的圣袍呢，是着为着荣耀，为着华美。So
this second glory we can see from the Old Testament is as a high priest and the ephod that he wore and the priestly garments.
当他从死里复活，来到升天，来到父的右边呢。 并且在父的面前，他进大祭司的职分呢，他带着人性的荣耀。So
from his death and his resurrection, when he would ascend into heaven, he would enter as a high priest, leading the people to the Lord.
第二段呢，乃是从第六节一直到19节。The
second part is from verses 6 through 19.
那主呢？ 就首先为着当时跟着他的这些门徒们 为他们祷告，让他们能够合而为一，就好像父与子合而为一一样。
This portion, he prays for the disciples that were following him, that they would be united as the Father and the Son were united.
第三个呢，乃是从第二十节到二十六节。
The second part is the third part is from 20 through 26.
那里让我们看见呢，不但为着当时跟随他的门徒。
Here he mentions not only the disciples that are following him now at that point,
也为着当这些门徒出去传扬福音的时候，神这班信主的人，就是历世历代以来一直到今天，并且往后，因着主的话而相信接受主的人，主也愿他们合而为一。
He prays for those who would believe in him and through all of the generations after those disciples, including now and in the future, that all of us would share in this unity.
所以合而为一这件事情在主的心中是看为何等的宝贵。
So we see that this unity is so precious in the eyes of the Lord.
他巴不得所有信主的儿女们能够一面在神的里面借着耶稣基督与神合而为一，与主合而为一，彼此也能够合而为一。
So you see that he desires that all the saints would share in the unity with the Lord and also with each other.
那我们来看这个合一的事的时候呢，我们需要从四个方面来看。
So we will talk about four aspects of unity.
第一个呢，关乎这个合一的事情呢，我们看见神的心意。
We'll first see God's will.
第二个，我们看见主所做的工作。
We'll see God's work.
第三个，我们看见今天圣灵所做的工作。
And we'll see the current work of the Holy Spirit.
并且看到我们圣徒的责任。
And our responsibility as saints.
好，我们先来看，这是神的旨意。
First, we'll see that this is God's will.
主耶稣这个祷告，我们知道呢，主耶稣在地上他所做的每一件事都是跟着父的旨意。
We see that in Lord Jesus' prayer that all that he does is according to God the Father's will.
所以主在这里这个祷告也是根据父的旨意。
So we see that his prayer here is also according to God's will.
那他在这里的祷告，我想在旧约里面，神已经把他的心意一再的向我们表明。
Here we see that God has already shown us His will in the Old Testament.
我们只简单的提一下。
We'll simply share a few points.
你比方讲神一开头启示呢，要为他建造会幕，他要住在百姓的中间。
So, if we begin with the testimony of the tabernacle that he wants to dwell among his people.
所以当他启示建造会幕的时候，
So when he built the tabernacle,
你知道会幕里头有数板。
We know that there are these wooden boards within the tabernacle.
这些数板呢，每一块是一轴半。
Each board is
1.5
cubits.
那这一轴半呢，这个半呢，表明呢不完全。
So each half a cubit represents that it's not whole.
所以呢，必须要板跟板要配合的好。
That each board needs to be paired together.
所以二十块竖板成为一个面的时候呢，必须要再用这个杆呢把它连接起来。
So these 20 boards that make up a side they still need to be connected together.
所以我们就看见呢，在这个图画里面，这个弟兄合一的见证，能够把这个教会的见证带出来。
So we see that the unity of the brothers and sisters can bring out the testimony of the church.
然后当会幕建好了以后，会幕我们看见他们整个在旷野安营跟行动。
So when we once the tabernacle is built, we see that when they moved together in the wilderness,
这个会幕在中间
，the tabernacle is in the center.
利未人呢安营在东南西北
，and the Levites were around it in the northeast, south, and north.
以色列十二个支派也在更外围呢也安营。东南西北
and the rest of the 12 tribes of Israel were encamped around the outside.
他们都以神为中心
They all centered around the Lord.
在神这个中心的里面，他们合而为一
And with the Lord as their center, they shared in this unity.
他们行动的时候也是如此
And when they moved out, it was the same.
约柜在整个行动的中间
The ark was in the center of their movement.
各个支派按着次序一队往前行
And each tribe went together and moved in their order.
到了诗篇的时候我们更清楚看见这个
And when we come to Psalms, we more clearly see this.
你比方讲在诗篇133篇
When weLook at Psalms 133.
他说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
It says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
所以神的心看到这极其美好
And so the Lord sees how beautiful and precious this is.
并且这是何等的善乃是表明满足神的心这是神的旨意
Describing it as how good tells us that it is according to God's will.
甚至到以色列国因为所罗门王犯罪的缘故
And eventually when the nation of Israel because of King Solomon's sin
分成北国跟南国
When it split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom
后来北国首先被掳了
So, historically, the northern kingdom was conquered and taken enslaved first.
南国后来也灭亡了。
And the southern kingdom was eventually defeated as well.
但是神应许说，将来这两个国，一个国代表一个帐，两个帐要成为一。
The Lord promised that each nation, like, A stick and these two sticks would be united together again.
所以在神的心目中，他巴不得在神的儿女当中，我们真是能够靠着主，我们在他的里面合而为一。
So our Lord's desire is that we can rely upon Him and share in this unity together.
所以来到主耶稣的时代
，When we come to Lord Jesus' time，
我们去看以弗所书。第四章的时候
When we look at Ephesians chapter 4
我们一般人对于主的救恩总是觉得主上十字架就是为了解决人罪的问题
Typically when we think of the Lord Jesus' reason for going onto the cross it is to deal with man's sin
但是在以弗所书第四章看到十字架的工作不仅解决人罪的问题而已
ButWhen we come to Ephesians chapter 4, you see that the Lord Jesus' work upon the cross isn't just to deal with man's sin.
首先，我们这一班外邦人
First, all of us who are Gentiles.
我们是与神的国没有份的一般人
We didn't have a portion with God's nation.
因着主耶稣基督的宝血
By the Lord Jesus' precious blood.
我们重新能够来亲近神
we can once again draw near to the Lord.
并且呢，他开始讲到十字架更深的工作。
And then he talks more about the deeper work of the cross.
这个工作乃是让我们看见，第一个，他拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
First, he says that the work of the cross has torn down the dividing wall.
这个墙乃是指着犹太人跟外邦人。
This wall talks about the separation between the Jews and the Gentiles.
然后第二个呢，他乃是废掉律法上啊所攻击我们的一切啊的这些冤仇。
Secondly, it talks about the law's attacks upon us.
因为律法呢，我们总以为只有犹太人才有律法。
Because when we talk about the law, only the Jews had the law.
律法呢，是叫人知罪。
The law lets people understand what sin is.
但是圣经明明告诉我们，我们没有律法的外邦人。
But the Bible tells us clearly that for all of us Gentiles that are without the law,
我们的良心就是我们的律法。
That our conscience is a law to us.
律法，良心呢，乃是一个律法的功用。
The conscience is a tool of the law.
犹太人有律法定他们的罪。
The Jews had the law to condemn them of their sins.
没有律法的外邦人呢，有良心定我们的罪。
For Gentiles without the law, we had the conscience to condemn us.
但是主耶稣在十字架上的工作已经把这一个废去了。
But the Lord Jesus' work upon the cross has already dealt with this issue.
他成全了律法的要求。
He accomplished the righteous requirements of the law.
他的宝血洗净我们一切天良的亏欠。
And his blood has washed away all of our condemnation.
所以呢，我们就可以看见呢，主把这一些废去呢，把我们两下合而为一。
So the Lord, having dealt with these two things, has brought us into unity.
并且呢，借着十字架的工作呢，把我们都一同带到神的面前与神和好。
And through his work, he has brought us before the Lord to be reconciled to him.
所以这个合一呢，这里就给我们一个图画。
So this unity here gives us a picture.
这个合一呢，乃是纵向与神和好。
This unity is centered on the reconciliation with the Lord.
横向呢，乃是圣徒之间彼此没有间隔。
And horizontally, it is for the saints that have no separation amongst each other.
所以我们知道这是一个伟大的工作。
So we see that this is a great work.
我们刚刚读到，不管是犹太人，不管是外邦人。
So whether it is Jews or Gentiles.
不管是这个受割礼不受割礼。
Whether it is circumcised or uncircumcised.
不管是为奴的自主的。
Whether slave or free man.
不管任何的种族，我们在基督里面，我们都合而为一。
No matter what nation or tribe we're from, we share in this unity with the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
圣经让讲到说，我们肢体虽多，但是我们同领一个饼，我们同领一个杯。
And though we are many members, we partake of one.Bread and one cup.
基督在十字架上的工作，每一次我们擘饼聚会的时候，我们看到一个饼一个杯，我们就知道这是一个伟大的工作在基督里面做成。
Every time we share in the communion and we see the one bread and one cup, we see how great of a work the Lord Jesus has accomplished. And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to the Lord. So we see how great a price He paid for this work of unity. And this work, when it came to the Pentecost,
圣灵, 把这件事情变成了实际,
the Holy Spirit took this work and made it into a truth.
A reality.
所以我们就看见呢,
当主耶稣复活升天的时候,
so when we see that the Lord Jesus was resurrected and ascended into heaven,
有120个门徒呢, 他们在小楼上祷告,
there were 120 saints together in the upper room, and they were praying and waiting for the Holy Spirit to be poured out.
当五旬节那一天来到的时候,
and on the day of the Pentecost, when it arrived,
圣灵从天而降,
the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
原来是120个个别的信徒,
originally, there were 120 individual saints.
圣灵在哥林多前书第十二章那里给我们一幅图画。
The Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 gave us this picture.
把我们个别不同背景所有的信徒呢，进成一个身体。
It took all of us individuals from different backgrounds and made us into one body.
然后我们都同饮一位圣灵。
And we have all received one spirit.
我们在这个圣灵的里面, 我们接受他的生命。
And in this one spirit we received his life.
我们在这个圣灵的里面, 我们合成一个身体。
And in this one Holy Spirit we've become one body.
这是一个圣灵合一的工作。
This is the work of unity of the Holy Spirit.
这里不是彼得这一位大使徒起来把大家召聚在一起。
This wasn't the work of Peter, this great disciple, to bring everyone together.
这是一个从天上来主亲自他所做的工作。
This is the work that the Lord did himself.
所以我们知道所有的信徒历世历代以来的信徒当我们真实的重生得救以后我们有主的生命我们自然就加入这个基督的身体。
So we know that all the saints from the moment we believe are added together into this one great body.
我们在今天的地上看到 还有人在强调说, 你到我们这个聚会来, 你要加入我们的 membership.
So when people join a congregation and the congregation says, you have to be added to our membership,
成为我们的会员,
to be part of our congregation.
弟兄姊妹, 我们只要有主重生的生命,
we only need this resurrection life from the Lord.
我们在属灵的实际里面, 我们已经在这个身体的里头。
And in the Holy Spirit's consideration, we are already part of this one body.
我们自然就是这一个身体的肢体, 就是一个 member.
We are naturally a member of this body.
我们就能够在这个身体里面享受身体所供应给我们的一切。
And we can enjoy all that being a member of this body provides.
并且我们也有权利来 把我们所领受的一份 来供给这个身体。
And we have the ability to contribute what we have to this body.
所以, 这个给我们看见, 在圣灵里面, 从五旬节开始, 一直到今天, 圣灵仍然在做这一个身体合一的工作。
So we see that from the Pentecost till today, the Holy Spirit is doing this work of unity.
那这一个工作在三而一的神里面，一直是主在那里所要完成的。And
this work is what the Triune God is trying to accomplish.
那圣灵所做的工作呢？我们刚刚所读以弗所书第四章第四节到第六节这里。
And what the Holy Spirit is doing, what we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6.
他那里讲到说, 身体只有一个, 圣灵只有一个, 正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候, 这里都是讲到, 啊, 我们得救的时候, 我们就已经有的, 圣灵已经为我们预备好的。
So what this tells us is that the moment we were saved, there is something that the Holy Spirit has already prepared and is ready, waiting for us.
身体就是基督的身体，就是教会。
The body is the body of Christ, which is the church.
虽然我们在各个地方有不同的聚会,
even though we may have in various places different meetings, meeting places,
但是在这个 宇宙性的教会里面, 只有一个, 就是基督的身体。
But in the universal church, there's only one, which is the body of Christ.
那只有一个圣灵,
and there's only one Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是三而一的神的第三位。
And this Holy Spirit is the third person of the Triune God.
然后我们蒙召同有一个指望。
And we are called in one hope of our calling.
基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
Lord Jesus is our glorious hope, our hope of glory.
然后到了第五节，他讲到一主一信一洗。
In verse 5, it says, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
我们只有一位主，就是基督。
We have one Lord, which is Lord Jesus.
这里我们一信。
And here we have one faith.
这个一信呢，跟 后面讲到13节这里真道是不同的两个信
and this one faith is different from the faith in verse 13
one faith 是指着我们信主耶稣的时候那一个简单的信心
this one faith is that simple faith that we have when we believe in the Lord Jesus
13节那里讲到 the faith 是指着整个对耶稣基督的信仰一个全备的信心全备的信仰 因为 faith 在圣经里面也讲到是一个信仰说的
So the faith in verse 13 talks about the sum
the complete faith
in Christ
所以我们就可以看见呢，我们是一个从简单的信心开始。
So we see that we all begin with this simple faith.
一直到我们一直跟随主，对主的认识不断的扩大，生命不断的成熟，对于整个信仰有一个全备的认识。
Then as we grow in our faith, we will come to know the entirety of the faith.
所以刚开始的时候, 我们从信心入门。
So when we begin, we enter through faith.
那一洗呢, 乃是一个我们受浸归入主的名。
And one baptism is when we are baptized into the name of the Lord.
一神, 我们只有 一位天父就是主的父
One God, we only have one Heavenly Father which is the Father of the Lord Jesus
这些都是我们在信主的时候圣灵就已经成全的工作
This is all the work that is already accomplished by the Holy Spirit when we first believe.
这是他所为我们已经立好的根基。
This is the covenant that he's already established with us.
然后如果我们继续往后看的时候呢，从十一节一直到十六节，那里就讲到有许多的恩赐。
If we continue reading in Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16, we see he has further gifts he has provided to us.
圣经讲到恩赐，主要讲到两方面。
When the Bible talks about gifts, he usually talks about two aspects, two sides.
第一个恩赐这里所讲的呢，乃是讲到众教会的恩赐。
One is a gift for all the churches.
这些恩赐大的弟兄们啊，他们能够把主的心意帮助各地的聚会。
For those who have great gifts, they can help the churches in every place.
所以有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师跟教师。
So it has apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒。
For the building up of the saints.
另外一种恩赐呢，就是我们在每一个地方的教会。
And the other kinds of gifts are for the churches in all the various places.
每一个弟兄姊妹，我们从主那里得着一个恩赐。
Each and every brother and sister has received from the Lord a gift.
福音书说，我们每一个人都有一千两银子。
The gospel tells us that each of us has one talent.
我们需要把这一千两的银子拿出来，来发挥它的功用。
And we need to take this talent and invest it into to return to the Lord.
To exercise.
To exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. 我们可能人多一点的恩赐有两千两，有五千两。
And for those who have, they may have more gifts. They may have two or five.
但是大部分一千两，我们只要忠心把这一千两的恩赐用来彼此服侍，我们就能彼此建立。
But each of us has at least one talent, so as long as we can exercise it, we can use it to build each other up and encourage one another.
借着这些恩赐的帮助，我们就可以接下来讲说我们各尽其职，然后建立基督的身体。
So, for these gifts, we can work together to build up the body of Christ.
然后一直等到我们众人在 the faith, 就是在这个真道上同归于一。
Until we can attain to the unity of the faith.
借着这样一个合一呢，我们在认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And through that, you would attain to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
所以这个合一，这个彼此的建立是何等的重要。
So this unity in this building each other up is so important.
那我们怎样来实行这个合一在教会当中呢？
And how can we accomplish this unity in the church?
这个就是保罗在第四章第一节到第三节这里所提醒我们的。
This is what Paul in Ephesians 4 verses 1 through 3 is reminding us.
请记得这个合一圣灵已经做成了。
Remember what the Holy Spirit has accomplished for our unity.
所以在第三章第三节末了的时候，保罗才用一句话，我们要竭力保守邻里的合一。
This is why Paul in verse 3 includes this phrase, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
不是我们去做出那一个合一。
It is not that we need to build this unity.
而是我们要很谨慎，不要去破坏那个合一。
But we have to be very careful not to break the unity.
这是保罗在这里提醒我们。
This is what Paul is reminding us.
那怎样才不去破坏呢？
How can we not break the unity?
他说我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
这个蒙召是什么意思？
What does it mean to have been called?
有很多人会问起说，我们基督徒，我们得救就好了，到底蒙召是指着什么说的？
Many people may say, we are all Christians, we have been saved. What is this calling, then?
这个圣经呢非常奇妙。
The Bible is very remarkable.
就着我们罪人来说呢，我们常常想的是从我们这里为出发点。
For all the sinners, we consider many things from our own point of view.
所以我们想的就是我得救就好了。
So many of us think, I'm saved, that's good enough.
我能够上天堂，我就够了。
That I can go into heaven, that's good enough for me.
到底神讲这个呼召是什么意思呢？
And what is this meaning of this calling that the Lord speaks of?
我们如果去想圣经里面的话呢，神很少讲到我们个人的得救有那么重要。
From the Bible's point of view, it shows us that the Bible doesn't put a lot of emphasis on our individual salvation.
他那里强调的呢，总是先强调神的旨意告诉我们。
What it emphasizes is God's will toward us.
你比方讲，当神要拯救以色列人的时候
，For example, when the Lord wanted to save the Israelites,
他乃是说，我要领你们进入我与你们列祖所立的牛奶与蜜之约，牛奶与蜜之地。
He said to the Israelites, I want to lead you, to all of you, to the land I promised to your forefathers, the land flowing with milk and honey.
神一直强调的是那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
What he emphasized was that land flowing with milk and honey.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候，主第一句话讲什么？
When the Lord Jesus, began his ministry, what was the first thing that he said?
天国近了。
Said,The kingdom of heaven is near.
神的旨意是在天国。
The Lord's will is in the kingdom of heaven.
神不是一直强调我们个人的救恩。
He doesn't emphasize our individual salvation.
神乃是先把那个终极的目标告诉我们。
He first tells us his end goal.
所以我们从以色列人的出埃及进迦南这一幅图画，我们就知道这个呼召是什么。
So from the picture of the Israelites being led out of Egypt, we can see, what our calling is.
以色列人出埃及，过红海，来到西乃山。
The Israelites left Egypt, passed through the Red Sea, and came to Mount Sinai.
这一幅图画我们都知道很清楚的表明我们主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们成全这一个救恩。
This picture clearly tells us of our Lord Jesus who died upon the cross to give us salvation.
我们主是逾越节的羔羊。
Our Lord is that Passover lamb.
我们吃了羔羊的肉，喝了他的血。
We ate of the flesh of the lamb and drank its blood.
我们过了红海。
And we passed through the Red Sea.
我们从世界的权势底下被拯救出来。
We've been saved out from under the power of the world.
像以色列人完全的脱离了这个埃及。
Just as the Israelites have fully left Egypt.
我们来到了西乃的旷野。
And we've come to the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
这一幅图画讲到我们的救恩。
This picture tells us of our salvation.
但是主的目的不是领以色列人出了埃及就停在那里就够了。
But God's purpose wasn't just to take the Israelites out of Egypt and bring them only thus far.
神的目的乃是把他们去得那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
His purpose was for them to obtain that land flowing with milk and honey.
这是神对以色列人的呼召。
This is the calling of the Lord to the Israelites.
进入牛奶与蜜之地是神的目的。
For them to enter into the land of flowing with milk and honey was his purpose.
神要用他全能的膀臂来成就这件事。
And he would use his almighty arm to accomplish this thing, this task.
当他对约书亚说，凡你脚掌所踏之地，你必要得着。
When the Lord said to Joshua, every place where your footsteps will belong to you.
这一块地预表着耶稣基督的丰富。
This land represents the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
神要我们去得着基督的丰富，让这一个神的国度在基督里能够成就在地上。
The Lord wants us to obtain all of the Lord Jesus' fullness so that his kingdom can be made manifest here on earth.
这是神的呼召。
This is the calling of the Lord.
同样的，在这里保罗他为以弗所的圣徒们，他在这里虽然他人在监狱，但是他的心仍然顾念他的教会，他勉励弟兄姊妹，我们行事为人与这一个呼召要相称。
So Paul, even though he was imprisoned, his heart was still with the people. Here he encouraged them, saying, I implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called.
这个呼召乃是今天呼召我们，不仅从得救开始，乃是我们开始进入这个基督身体的丰富里头。
So this calling is not just our salvation, but it begins with our salvation. And it encourages us to obtain the fullness of Christ Jesus.
他在这里提醒我们，凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
It says, with all humility and gentleness.
这些话我们常常读的时候，读得很顺口，然后很快就读过去了。
And so many times when we read these words, they flow very nicely, and we just read right by them.
但是实在说来，我们需要用心去读，我们更需要学习啊，知道主的话告诉我们的是什么。
But we need to learn to read very diligently and to understand what God's words are telling us.
因为谦虚、温柔、忍耐呢，这是主身上的很大的特点。
Because humility, gentleness, and patience are important aspects of our Lord Himself.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们带着这个天然肉体的败坏，但是我们得救，我们都进到这个基督的身体。
We all bring with us the corruption of our bodies, but as we are entering into the body of Christ.
但是当我们在这里过基督徒一个教会的生活的时候，这里很清楚地提醒我们，我们需要开始有基督的谦虚、温柔、忍耐，在教会中过这一个圣徒的生活。
But as we are being brought into the unity of the body of Christ, we need to have humility and gentleness and patience to live in the body of Christ.
主已经把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has already given us His life.
我们需要学习活出这个生命。
And we need to learn to live out that life.
很多教会的分裂都是从我们这个败坏的肉体开始的。
Many schisms in the church all begin with the failing of our fleshly nature.
我们要承认我们常常没有按着主的话来 竭力的去保守这个合一。
And we can see that we have not diligently followed God's words to preserve the unity.
我想前面这三个点呢，主要乃是讲到我们这个个人。
So these first three points talk to us as individuals.
然后接下来讲到用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
It says showing tolerance for one another in love.
我们在这里就看见呢，爱心是联络全德的。
See that love is showing tolerance for one another. It is the thing that binds us together.
Yeah, bind. Yeah. 所以呢，然后用和平彼此联络，我们在爱心里面啊，能够互相宽容。
In love, we can show tolerance for with one another, and it will bind us together in peace.
我们有基督神圣的爱。
We have the love of the Lord Jesus.
我们已经与神有了平安。
And we have peace with God.
这个和平呢，不仅是我们彼此来往，我们不起冲突。
This peace does not mean that we will not will always get along with each other.
和平在圣经原文的意思呢，有一个重要的意思是和谐的意思。
Peace in the Bible has this other meaning. And that meaning is harmony.
所以我们彼此能够在主里面和谐。
So that together in the Lord we can have harmony.
这样的话呢，我们就能够不去破坏那个圣灵已经做成的合一。
So with these words we can preserve the unity that the Spirit has already accomplished.
所以我们在这个合一的事上呢，实在需要非常谨慎。
So on this topic of unity, we need to be aware.
我们天然人有许多的喜好。
Our natural man has many
tendencies.
你
比方讲像哥林多的教会。
For example, the Corinthian church.
他们在那里讲到说，我是属保罗的，我是属彼得的，我是属亚波罗的。
They had people that said, I belong to Paul or Peter or Apollo.
保罗马上指出来，基督是分开的吗？
Paul immediately reprimands them, saying, Is Christ divided?
所以我们许多个人的倾向呢，很容易来破坏这个合一。
So our natural tendencies very easily can disrupt this unity.
我们从哥林多的教会里面，我们也看到你比方讲弟兄告到外邦人那里去。
Another example in the Corinthians that the brothers would accuse other brothers and they would bring them to court outside of the church.
保罗说，像这种事情你还要带到外邦人那里去吗？
He says, for these things, you needed to go to the Gentiles?
你们难道不能够宁可吃亏吗？
You couldn't humble yourselves? Or...
这个就是这里所讲到的，难道你们不能够用爱心彼此宽容吗？
He says, could you not show tolerance to each other in love?
所以很多教会发生的问题，保罗虽然用简单的几句话，他却能够把它描述的非常恰当。
And so Paul, with a few words, can very clearly explain.
我想我们许多在座的弟兄姊妹，大部分都是从我说年纪大的 大部分都从亚洲过来。
And so many of our brothers and sisters here, especially those who are older, have come from Asia.
我们可能来自不同的国家。
We may come from different countries.
我们讲不同的语言。
We may speak different languages.
我们有不同的生活习惯。
And we may have different ways of living.
但是我们都在基督里成为神的儿女，并且在一个身体的里面。
But we all belong to Christ and are in one body.
我们是不是能够竭力保守这一个合一？
Can we diligently preserve the unity?
我们是不是不要因为我们的背景的不同？
Can we, because our backgrounds are different?
语言的不同。
Because we speak different languages.
我们吃的东西不同。
The food we eat is different.
美国人的东西跟中国人东西、印度人东西可能味道不太一样。
American food or Chinese food or Indian food, the flavors may be different.
但是我们保守这个族里面的合一。
But we need to preserve the unity within the Lord.
这是主在我们每一个聚会当中何等盼望圣徒们能够越过这些而在基督里面合而为一。
The Lord wants all the brothers and sisters to be able to get past these issues and to preserve the unity.
因为我们在北美看到有讲广东话的聚会。
Because in North America, we see that we have Cantonese-speaking congregations.
有台语教会。
There are churches that speak Taiwanese.
有福州话的教会。
Churches that speak a dialect of Chinese.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些不该有的情形。
So, but this is, these are the conditions that should not exist.
我们在基督里面，我们都是一个身体。
In Christ, we are all one body.
这一些不同的背景不能把我们分开。
And these different backgrounds should not separate us.
我们更是在这里，因着同一个生命，我们能够一同敬拜主，一同侍奉主。
That, because we have one life, we should be able to gather together. To serve the Lord.
所以最后讲到最后一个重要点，就是我们怎样来保守这一个合一呢？
So finally, when we get to the last point, how can we preserve this unity?
很显然的，对付肉体，圣灵只有一个方法，就是借着十字架。
In order to deal with the flesh, the Holy Spirit only has one method, and that is the cross.
我们需要常常思想，我们要背起十字架来跟随主。
We must often remember to take up our cross and follow after the Lord.
十字架要对付我们天然的喜好。
And the cross will oppose our natural tendencies.
十字架要拯救我们脱离这个天然一切的倾向不是出于主的。
And the cross will deal with our natural nature that is not from the Lord.
我们要把基督的生命从我们的里面更多的活出来。
And we will live out more of Christ's life that is within us.
我想弟兄姊妹可能听这个十字架的功课听了很多。
And also, we may have heard many lessons about the work of the cross.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们懂得并且学习，愿意接受十字架的功课。
And we hope that the brothers and sisters are willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
感谢主呢，在这些年间有许多弟兄姊妹在我们中间，他们听进去这个话。
We truly thank the Lord that in the many years there are brothers and sisters who have internalized this, the teachings of the cross.
年日过去了以后，我们就看见这些弟兄姊妹的身上呢 基督的生命更多的显明出来。
And in these brothers and sisters, we see that more of the life of Christ is exhibited in them.
有时候我们觉得十字架的功课听多了好像会麻木。
We feel that as we heard lessons of the cross so many times that we'll grow numb to them.
但是那些真心跟随主愿意学习十字架功课的人是有福的。
But those people who are willing to learn lessons of the cross and follow them are truly blessed.
也许在短时间之内我们看不出好像有多大的改变。
In a short time frame, we may not see that there's a great deal of change.
但是在一段年日过去以后，
But after a long period of years,
我们从他们的身上看到主的荣美。
We can see the beauty of the Lord in them.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
好，我们还有另外一件很重要的事。
And there's one more very important thing.
就是我们需要持定原守。
We have to
hold fast,
hold fast to the head.
因为许多的分裂都是因为不持定原守。
So many of our separations comes about because we do not hold fast to our head.
不行在真理当中。
And we do not walk in the truth.
我们不再看圣经了，但是举几个例子。
We no longer look at an example in the Bible, but
保罗对以弗所的长老讲说，
Paul spoke to the elders of the churches of the Ephesians.
将来在你们中间会有凶暴的豺狼进来。
He says there will be wolves that are gathered among you.
他们起来说悖逆的话。
And they'll say many disruptive words.
然后引许多的羊群跟随他们。
And they will lead much of the flock astray to follow them.
我们需要严肃地看这些事情。
We have to carefully look at these things.
我们要持定主，我们要行在真理当中。
We have to hold fast to the Lord and walk in the truth.
在彼得前书第二章，彼得后书第二章第一、第二节那里，兴起了许多假教师。
And Second Peter, he mentions many false prophets.
这些假教师呢，利用人的肉体的情欲啊，世俗的东西，来引诱神的群羊离开基督的身体。
Use our man's natural tendencies to mislead the people and lead many of the flock away from the Lord.
所以我们需要殷勤读主的话。
So we have to carefully read God's word.
我们要持定我们的主。
We have to hold fast to our Lord.
这样的话，我们能够保守在这个合一的里面。
And there.For we can remain in the unity.
但愿主借着他的话更多的开启我们。
May the Lord's word continue to grow in us.
好叫我们在基督里面能够一同更多的被建立。
That we would continually be built up in Him.
叫主的名得荣耀。
To give glory to the Lord's name.
好，我们。有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we commit these words into your gracious hand.
我们知道主，你是我们一切的一切。
We know that you are our all in all.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give glory to you.
愿你的教会在地上，在你回来之前。
May your church before you return.
有一个美好合一的见证。
Have this good testimony of the unity.
叫世人知道你已经爱我们。
The world will know that you love us.
并且你与我们同在。
And that you are with us.
我们把荣耀感谢归给你。
We give glory and thanks to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.